Right, as you imagine, members of the public, we've had quite a long debate here. But I would just like to ask the planning officer just to do a little bit of a resume about the application, and we may ask Mr. Quelch perhaps to say a few words, and then we're going to vote.
Thank you, Chairman. As you've heard, where we are with this site is that the outline planning permission has been granted for 30 houses at planning appeal. The granting of that outline planning permission conflicts with the content of the Section 52 agreement from 1984. The recommendation of officers is that the Section 106A application is not determined because that's the wrong procedure to amend the Section 52 agreement. Instead, the submissions that we've received should be treated as a request for us to voluntarily enter the variation of that Section 52 agreement, and the recommendation of officers is that we proceed to vary Section 52 to enable the erection of structures on the land which was previously prohibited.
Mr. Quelch, anything to say, please?
No, the only thing, Chairman, really is that when members come to make their decision, they ought to have in mind Section 84 of the Law of Property Act. And in that act, there is one particular part which says that the upper chamber can remove a restriction if they consider that the restriction impedes some reasonable user. So that's one of the grounds that can be considered by the upper chamber, well, must be considered by the upper chamber, and members need to have that in mind in making their decision.
Okay, so I'm looking for a proposal. We'll deal with both recommendations separately. I need a proposal for recommendation little one. Sorry? Yeah. Well, will you propose little one to start with then, please, if you wish to?
Well, Chairman, I'm prepared to propose that members are given the opportunity to consider the officer's recommendation. Following on from the extensive discussion and advice we've been given pertaining to this case.
Okay. So seconded to that, I'm looking at little one at the moment. Item recommendation two, but it's little one. Seconded to that, please.
Councillor Thompson.
Right.
This
part of it is to do with the 106 agreement, if you read the recommendation.
So,
you can have a recorded vote. It is a seconder. Seconder for a recorded vote? Yep, seconder for a recorded vote. I think the Section 106 is a basic issue. It's the little two that's the big issue. But anyway, okay, we've got a seconder. We've got a recorded vote. So all those in favour of recommendation little one, please show.
Thompson. Councillor Bamford, Councillor Dewick, Councillor Miss Lewis, Councillor Perlman, Councillor Keyes, Councillor Shaughnessy, Councillor Hurd, Councillor Beale, Councillor Helm, Councillor Shrimpton, Councillor Boyce, Councillor St Joseph, Councillor Fluker, Councillor Durham, Councillor Pudney, Councillor Acevedo.
Against. Any against? Any abstentions? Two abstentions.
Councillor Savage.
All right. So little recommendation one is approved. We now come on to recommendation little two, that the local planning authority resolves that the applicant's submission be treated the request of voluntary to vary the existing Section 52 agreement and agree such a variation. The proposer for that, please. No proposer.
Then it falls.
So then we now need a proposal to not accept item little two. Will someone propose that, please?
I'm happy to.
Thank you. Is there a seconder to that, please? Right. So we're now voting not to accept the planner's. The officer's recommendation on little two. Those in favour, please. So, with hands. Clearly, so the Chief Executive can count.
Councillor Thompson, Councillor Bamford, Councillor Savage, Councillor Durick, Councillor Lewis, Councillor Perlman, Councillor Keyes, Councillor Shaughnessy, Councillor Hurd, Councillor Acevedo, Councillor Beale, Councillor Helm, Councillor Shrimpton, Councillor Boyce, Councillor St Joseph, Councillor Turner, Mr Chairman, Councillor Pudney.
Any against? Any abstentions?
Councillor Fluker, Councillor Durham, and the Chairman.
Yes, I'm abstaining. I was abstaining. Okay. So, therefore, on the numbers I heard, the little two recommendation from the officers is not accepted. Is that correct? Everyone knows what they've done? That's fine. Okay. We move on now to the next item on the agenda. You should be smiling.
I think
Item 7, which is on starts on page 23, restructuring of the planning committee. Who's going to give us a report? Chief Executive, is it you?
The leader was.
Okay, leader, please.
Chairman, I would sincerely hope that we can deal with this this matter fairly quickly. This relates to a report that was agreed in this chamber on the 2nd of November 2017 regarding the committee restructure. Part of that report was to review the current system of area planning committees with a potential to create a single planning committee. A member engagement session, or a number of member engagement sessions, were held to canvass member opinion on this. At the time following the meeting on the 2nd of November 2017, various other elements of the planning situation changed in respect of things like the parish trigger. It is seen that at the moment there is not enough data available to make a considered opinion about the validity of the change, and the proposal is that data is continued to be compiled and a review to be carried out in September of this year, at which time we will have more basis of fact on which to make our decisions. Clearly this also is likely to correspond quite nicely with the transformation project that will be coming forward in the near future. So, Chairman, that it's a fairly straightforward. We are not making any decision about the area planning committees tonight. It is simply to recommend that a further review take place in September this year.
Does everyone agree to that? Thank you. Thank you. We don't need to debate that. Right. The next item is item eight: community-led housing, progress and grant funding.
I forgot this item was on the agenda at the start of the meeting. I declare a non-pecuniary interest as being a member of an almshouse trust.
Councillor Mrs. Channer.
Chairman, likewise, I'll declare that same interest as Councillor Boyce. I belong to the same almshouse trust.
Likewise, Mr. Chairman.
Non-pecuniary.
Yeah, you're supposed to actually say what you are, not likewise, but you're a trustee of an almshouse trust.
And it's non-pecuniary, and it's the Henry Gilder Drake Almshouse Charity.
Thank you very much. Councillor Savage.
I wish to declare a non-pecuniary interest. I'm a trustee of two almshouse trusts.
Good. Any other declarations? Right, can we proceed then? Who's dealing with this? Mr. Holmes, is this your... I mean, I don't know whether the leader, I should have gone to the leader first, but I'm sure you would have directed us to Mr. Holmes.
Wouldn't
you? Okay, sorry about that.
Thank you, Chairman. Evening, members. Yes, this report is in two parts. First, to note the progress relating to community-led housing projects. Section 3.4 of the report details a number of community groups, including the Morden Housing Association, amongst others, that the Council has been working with. Also detailed at 3.4.1 of the report, you'll note that the Council is beginning to look at ex-service personnel and how we may have to support those. And finally, Chairman, at section 3.7, the report to members discusses the capital grant fund and sets out suggested criteria for the capital grant that could be made from commuted sums and other in the future. And the second recommendation relates to that that proposal, Chairman.
Set the recommendations.
Green.
Oh, Councillor St Joseph, we sort of agreed it, but you can ask a question.
Thank you. I've read this report. I mean, I'm just wondering what progress and positive contribution we're noting. I mean, there are no targets here. There's no actual list of work done other than engaging. And there's been a year and 4 months for engaging. I will read you one sentence. Engaging with groups who are concerned by the impact that the current housing situation is having on their local groups has been warmly recommended, as they may have felt that their needs would otherwise be overlooked or ignored by others involving with housing development. That doesn't strike me as progress.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, members have agreed. Are you still happy to agree this?
Yeah,
thank you. All right, the next item is, I think we're going into, believe it or not, we're going back into... so I have to find that bit. Oh, yeah, we've got to do the resolution and I can't find it. It's not on... Where is it? On the agenda, main agenda?
Chairman... Can I just reiterate my non-pecuniary interest in this item, but I will be leaving the chamber merely for consistency in light of the previous, or Mr. Quilch's previous predecessor, who advised perhaps I should leave the chamber, being a member of the Crouch Harbour Authority, but it is non-pecuniary. And also, Chairman, can I seek your permission not to re-enter the chamber again so that I may leave, because there's no further items of business after this.
That's granted.
And therefore, are you happy that I cannot return? Thank you.
Okay, hold on a minute. I found it, I think. Yeah. Right, item 9. Exclusion of press and the public, to resolve that under section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the public be excluded from the meeting for the following item of business, on the grounds that it involves the likely disclosure of exempt information as defined paragraph 1, 2 and 7 of part 1 of the Schedule 12A to the Act, and that this satisfies the public interest test. Come on, propose, please. Nice, Mrs. Thompson, Secretary Councillor Dewick. Everyone in agreement?
Agree.
Right, we're now in closed session.